Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Excessive drinking on the job, a hostile work environment, improperly dispensing prescriptions, these are just a few of the allegations leveled against Dr. Ronnie Jackson, President Trump's pick to be the new Secretary of Veterans Affairs. So as a result, Jackson's nomination hearing, originally planned for today in the Senate, has been indefinitely postponed while senators look at allegations and investigate them. The president defended Ronnie Jackson on Tuesday, but he also said this.
I wouldn't do it. What does he need it for? To be abused by a bunch of politicians that aren't thinking nicely about our country? I really don't think personally he should do it, but it's totally his. I would stand behind him, totally his decision.
Also in Sub Sang is White House reporter for the Daily Beast. Swin, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a surprising statement from President Trump there. I don't think he should do it, talking about Ronnie Jackson and continuing with his nomination, from the man who appointed him and thought he should do it. So what are we to make of that statement?
Well, it was hard for anybody who was observing that, whether they were on Capitol Hill or in the White House, whether they were allies of the president or foes of the president, to not interpret that as basically shoving Ronnie Jackson under the bus. That was the president of the United States, who's himself and his team didn't actually do all that much vetting at all, if any, with Ronnie Jackson. There was no, shall we say, or what we would call in another administration, a formal process with the doctor. And all of a sudden, President Trump, who nominated this guy, who he liked a lot, who was his personal physician, was all of a sudden saying, oh, if I was him, I would step aside. And it's not just President Trump's comment there, which you can interpret however you want to. It was almost emblematic of a notion in the White House among senior officials who I and my colleague Lachlan Marquet have spoken to over the last few days, who even before all of this exploded during this work week, had been under the strong impression that his nomination was endangered for a multitude of reasons.
And before these allegations even came out, Swin, we should deal with the substance of Ronnie Jackson's nomination, which had a lot of senators worried because the VA is a gigantic agency. It's enormously important, as you mentioned. And Ronnie Jackson is a physician and a Navy man, but has no experience running a federal agency or a bureaucracy.
No, absolutely. And the spin we were hearing out of the Trump White House was that, well, when you say that he doesn't have the kind of managerial experience that you would expect for someone assuming that position, well, the VA has been saddled with corruption allegations and mismanagement and all kinds of stuff that has been hugely detrimental for veterans and veterans' health for years upon years. And that's all been done under the watch of people who have the exact type of experience and the exact type of resumes you would expect. So if we want to fix the problem, why wouldn't we get someone in there who doesn't have that profile, who's not part of the Washington problem here? So that was the spin out of the White House for why someone with Ronnie Jackson, who anybody with a pair of eyes and perhaps a pair of ears could sense, did not have the typical qualifications you would expect or need for someone who was to fill that role. Now we're seeing the fruits of that thesis and why that in itself was probably not the best approach here.
Well, if Ronnie Jackson is going to stay in, his fate now rests in the hands of 100 senators. Swin, what are they saying, especially after these allegations of early this week?
Well, a lot of sources we've been speaking to over the past couple of days on Capitol Hill have been saying that something that is disconcerting them the most is that this doesn't appear to be a one-off or two-off thing. The things they've been hearing from people who have come forward with complaints seems to be establishing a pattern of behavior in terms of these allegations that has been, quite frankly, disturbing them in terms of how numerous they've been and how consistent individual stories and individual rumors seem to be. The disturbance on Capitol Hill is shared almost equally among Republicans and Democrats, whether publicly or privately stated, when it comes to Dr. Ronnie Jackson's nomination. And I think that is what's really spooking the White House. And if they're trying to go to war for Jackson, I think that is their prime obstacle here.
Also in Sub Sang, White House reporter for the Daily Beast. Swin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
The Takeaway is supported by Mood, providing businesses of all sizes with print products and customer service guided by design specialists. Learn more at Mood.com.